Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. We're still continuing our teaching on the story of Joseph. The story is in the Old Testament in Genesis. And it pretty much shows an example of what the title bears, which is what the enemy means meant for evil, God will use for good. And this is a great story that just proves that. So we ended the story by to the part where Joseph is now put in prison. But to back up a little bit, if you haven't listened to the previous teaching on the story of Joseph, basically to quickly summarize it, when Joseph was 17, he was the youngest son of Jacob, his favorite. He was sold by his brothers and then to slavery. And so who bought them? These Potter's official, who was Potiphar. His name was Potiphar. He was an Egyptian who was in charge of Pharaoh's official, and he was the captain of the guard. So Potiphar buys Joseph as a slave, and he becomes a servant, and he does such a great job, and he keeps him in his household, and he puts him in charge of everything, except that the day comes where Potiphar's wife has wrong intentions toward Joseph, and she makes sexual advances toward him, and Joseph absolutely refuses and runs away. But because she's rejected, now she blames him. So she lies to her husband, Potiphar, and obviously Potiphar believes his wife and puts Joseph in prison. Okay, so remember, by now Joseph has been into slavery. He has a great attitude, great integrity, to the point where Potiphar trusts him and puts him in charge of everything. But again, bad things happen to good people. He's accused of something that he's never done, and he's put in prison for something he never did. And they don't believe him when, they don't believe the fact that he never made any advances toward Potiphar's wife, but it was actually him and he rejected her. But it didn't matter. They believed, obviously, Potiphar's wife, and he was put in prison when he was 17. So now we're going to continue on with that story. So this is the story of the cupbearer and the baker. So remember, all along, God is with Joseph, and the Bible says that God was with him and Joseph succeeded. And this is just a reoccurring theme. God was with him and he made him successful. And that still continues. So even when he's in prison, again, probably because of his hard work, good attitude, he's still put in charge of the prison. And so at some point, the cupbearer of Pharaoh and the baker, the king of Egypt, he gets offended at them and he puts them in prison. So and they are now in the same prison. They're in the custody of the house of the captain of the guard. This is the same prison where Joseph was confined. So now they're assigned actually to Joseph. So the captain of the guard assigns the cupbearer and the baker to Joseph. He's pretty much in charge of them. So what happens then, these two have a dream on the same night and they're really bothered by it. So because Joseph in charge of them, he notices that they're like sad, and he asks them, this is actually in Genesis 40. Please feel free to read it on your own, the whole chapter, because I'm just going to be reading little pieces here and there from scripture. So this is verse 6. It says, "Why do you look so sad today?" So this is Joseph is asking the cupbearer and the baker. And verse 8 says, "We both had a dream," they answered, "but there is no one to interpret them." Then Joseph said to them, do not interpretation belong to God? Tell me your dreams." So now God has given Joseph the gift of interpreting dreams. So the chief cupbearer told Joseph his dream. He said to him, "In my dream, I saw a vine in front of me, and on the vine were three branches. As soon as it budded, it blossomed, and its clusters ripened into grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes, squeezed them into the Pharaoh's cup, and put the cup in his hand." This is what it means, Joseph said to them. So Joseph actually is going to interpret the dream for him. It says, "The three branches are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your position. And you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand, just as you used to when you were his cupbearer." So this is the dream that the cupbearer tells Joseph. And Joseph, that's how he interprets it, that within 3 days, you're going to be restored to your position. Now, the baker... Now, the chief baker, not just any baker, the chief baker saw that Joseph had given a favorable interpretation. He said to Joseph, "I too had a dream. On my head were three baskets of bread. In the top basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh, but the birds were eating them out of the basket on my head." And verse 18 says, this is what it means, Joseph said, the three baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head and impale your body on a pole, and the birds will eat away your flesh. Wow. He's pretty much just saying, like, and within 3 days, you're going to die. You're going to be killed. Now, the third day was Pharaoh's birthday, and he gave a feast for all his officials. This is in verse 20. He lifted up the heads of the chief cupbearer and the chief baker in the presence of his officials. He restored the chief cupbearer to his position so that he once again put the cup in Pharaoh's hand, but he impaled the chief baker just as Joseph had said to them in his interpretation. So these two people who served in the Pharaoh's palace had dreams. Joseph interpreted the dream, and exactly the way he interpreted these things came to pass. The chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot. So what happens is Joseph interprets the dream, but he says, you know what? Please remember me, like, you know, mention my name. Somehow remember me when you're back restored to your position. And the chief cupbearer agrees, right? But let me read you that verse. Verse 14 says, when all goes well with you, remember me and show me kindness. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of prison. I was forcibly carried off from the land of the Hebrew. And even here, I have done nothing to deserve being put in a dungeon. Okay, so remember this, you know, young guy, 17, all these bad things happened to him. And he's saying, please do something. I don't deserve this. I didn't do anything wrong. So now that I helped you, I interpret your dreams. Please do me a favor when you see Pharaoh. Please mention me, you know. And of course, he agrees, right? Of course, the cupbearer agrees to do what Joseph had asked him. But unfortunately, he forgets. So verse 23 says, the chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. Another bad luck for this poor guy. And then verse 41, actually, Genesis 41, it says, when 2 full years had passed. So after the interpretation of the dreams, after the chief baker is killed and the chief cupbearer is restored to his position, 2 years pass, and then Pharaoh has a dream. This is in Genesis 41. And he talks about his dream and he wants somebody to interpret it. At that time, the chief cupbearer says to Pharaoh, today I am remembered of my shortcoming. Pharaoh was once angry with his servant, and he imprisoned me and the chief baker in the house of the captain of the guard. Each of us had a dream the same night, and each dream had a meaning of its own. Now, a young Hebrew was there with us, a servant of the captain of the guard. We told him our dreams, and he interpreted them for us, giving each man the interpretation of his dream. Verse 13 says, and things turned out exactly as he interpreted them to us. I was restored to my position, and the other man was impaled. So Pharaoh sent for Joseph, and he was quickly brought from the dungeon. When he had shaved and changed his clothes, he came before Pharaoh. So again, it took 2 years for this chief cupbearer to remember the promise he had made to Joseph. So Joseph, poor Joseph, stayed another 2 years in prison, in dungeon. But then something happened. Pharaoh had a dream, and then it reminded the chief cupbearer, oh, there is somebody that can interpret his dream because he interpreted my dream and it came to pass. So at this time, they sent for Joseph, and Joseph, it says that, you know, he cleaned up and he came before Pharaoh. So they took him out of prison and they brought him before Pharaoh for Pharaoh to tell Joseph his dream and for Joseph to interpret it. And I think it's pretty interesting what his dream is and how Joseph interprets it and what the future holds, not just for Pharaoh, his household, but the whole nation of Egypt, and what an amazing role Joseph had in all this. And again, goes back to no matter what kind of suffering he went through, he kept a pretty good attitude. He kept doing the right thing. You know, he didn't say, you know, I don't feel like it. I was mistreated. I'm not going to do this. He didn't really act by his emotions. He pretty much did what he had to do with a good attitude, even though I'm sure he felt unjustifiably wronged. You know, he was treated wrong and unfair things happened to him, but he wasn't just like having a pity party. He was actually working. No matter where he was, he just gave it his best shot. He works really hard to the point that he God gave him favor with people in charge, and then they trusted him and put him in charge of more things. So you'll see that although this takes a long time for him, it seems like it took 17, I'm sorry, 13 years from the time he was sold by his brothers to the time that he becomes Pharaoh's right-hand man. It took 17 years, but you'll see the result of that time of trial, that time of testing for Joseph, and how it not only benefited him, but his family as well, you know, all his family members. So that's the story. We're going to continue to finish with the story of Joseph, hopefully, maybe through one or more podcasts. So until then, God be with you and God bless you.